episode number 164, and I am begging myself not to say this, but I have to anyway for the sake of the pod, and the Philadelphia Eagles are your Super Bowl champions.
The game was a joke. A joke.
Yeah, probably, I'd have to say, probably one of the five worst Super Bowls I think I've ever watched.
Yeah, like, I mean, that Rams least, New England was like the worst I've ever seen.
At least that was close though.
It was like, I feel like 13-3 though. I mean, that was tough to watch.
But it was still like a competitive game though. Like, I'd much rather see a game like, and plus though, you can also take into account that Pats Rams game, people were expecting a lot of offense. I think the total was in like the 50s.
Dude, the Rams are like one of the best offenses in the league that year. Jared Goff was cruising.
Yeah, there was that, and then, I don't know.
But besides that, I mean, the Eagles were stacked. Good for them.
I don't think it was just, like, the Eagles were stacked. They just had a good game plan. And we'll dive into Super Bowl, everything like that. Luka Doncic is a Los Angeles Laker. This is the world we live in. This is the world that we're living in right now. We took a week off, but I will say we will dive into everything trade-wise, NBA, NHL-wise as well, JT Miller. Is a New York Ranger.
There you go.
Four Nations face-off starting tomorrow.
Woo!
Four Nations facing off. That's all I've heard.
That's all it
I've
is.
Heard. That's all it is.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Four Nations facing off. We all know why Finland's there. They're there as a. They're the wild card. But
yeah, I agree. But you know what? That's Sweden Finland rivalry. That's deep, Stan. They hate each other. Those two teams hate each other.
That is
that's
true.
That's the USA Canada for them. So
that is true. That is true. We'll dive into hockey.
Is it going to be six nations next year? No, it's Olympics.
Russia. It's Olympics next year. Yeah.
They have a separate one with like the worst guys who didn't make it. It's like. Half the nation.
The supplemental roster or whatever.
Yeah, B nation. it's like Belarus and Japan.
college basketball. As football's over, college basketball sort of becomes the main spotlight here. Duke lost.
I would say main spotlight till March. I wouldn't say main spotlight.
All right. But anyway, Duke lost on Saturday to Clemson after winning 16 straight.
Dang.
That's how bad the ACC is. Like, they're a whole level of terrible.
You think you get minutes?
Would I get minutes on? I'd get minutes.
I saw your Snapchat story. I saw those hands.
That is true. Those were active hands. I had to look alive while I sat at the table for Siena basketball.
Right there, Stan. You ladies okay?
I had the arms out. I was like,
Heard you pulled a LeBron after that? With the
first of all, happy International Women's Day.
You can't forget, dude. You can't forget.
Happy International Women's Day.
That was Stan at the game. If you missed
that was
it,
me.
I mean, he's behind the camera.
That was me. We'll post that video, but no, I'm not behind the camera. I'm on camera.
You're right there. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm
you're
on
right.
camera.
You're working the camera. Board. You're working the board.
Yes. I'm not even working the board. I just sit there.
Well,
it's a great job.
You look like you're working the board.
It's a great job, man. That's what the Brown coaching staff actually thought what I was doing and accused me of cheating.
No,
but I did.
You want to know a kid on my club golf team? You know what his job for UML hockey is, dude? He's the challenge
what is
guy.
It? Oh, he like tells him.
Yeah,
what's, oh.
Yeah. He's 2 for 5 this year, but you know he's trying his best.
How much does that pay?
I don't know. I never asked. But the other day
2 for 5.
We were playing Vermont though. There was clear goalie interference. He called in, told him the challenge. They didn't said no. So whatever. It would have got called back.
All right. But let's just get it started. Super Bowl, Eagles
joke.
What was the score even? I kind of like
remember.
Blocked it.
I fell asleep.
The Eagles 40. The Chiefs, 22.
It was like 27-0 at one point. With the Fortnite font on the screen,
no, it was 34-0 at one point.
I fell asleep. I don't know.
It was 33-0, something like that.
Who knows?
This was complete and utter domination by the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you are in my boat, this is the worst timeline. Because you went into this game thinking, like, you know what? It may be bad that we have to root for the Chiefs to win a third straight Super Bowl. And probably be, you know, it's probably Mahomes gets GOAT conversation. It becomes more formidable. Brady didn't ever get a three-peat. But they Mahomes did. They got pummeled. It wasn't even a game, honestly. And if you're just stat watching, you're wrong, because most of the stats that Mahomes had came in the fourth quarter when the game was just completely out of reach. Like, it didn't mean anything.
Garbage time minutes.
Honestly, this was the worst I have seen Patrick Mahomes.
He looked weathered. He needs some time off.
And it wasn't. But now here's the thing. We can look at the wins. We can look at the wins in the Super Bowl and be like, okay, he's won three before he's 30. We cannot overlook the losses. We can't. Just in blowout, dominant fashion.
I know. Hold on. Because I know you say we can't.
Stop, Tim. Just because I'm trying to prove, just because I'm saying Tom Brady can be the greatest.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing Brady at all. I'm trying to understand what you're arguing. Are you arguing about just GOAT conversation here, or just how good he is?
Just the GOAT conversation, really.
Right. I was going to say, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, he can lose as many as he wanted.
Without a doubt.
I didn't know where you're going. I was confused. I didn't know how you're going with
this. I'm just saying that we can, like, the wins are great, but we look at the losses dominant fashion, like dominating. And it almost reminded me of this game, reminded me of what happened when they lost to the Bucks, when Todd Bowles was the defensive coordinator and the Bucks defense that year was known for blitzing. And Todd Bowles was like, you know what? I'm not going to blitz. And they rushed forward the entire time, and it led to that dominating performance. Vic Fangio, and now Vic Fangio is a guy that's going to stick to his guns. He's never going to change. He didn't blitz. They rushed forward the entire game, and look how it turned out. And we can say all these things about the Eagles, and let's all be honest here, if we called up an Eagles fan and we had the script and we said that Saquon Barkley was just going to rush for 50 yards, Eagles fans would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but he broke the record, didn't he?
Technically, he did, but it's not like...
I know, I'm just saying.
It's Mickey Mouse. Don't even get me started. Because, honestly, right now, with the Giants, how I'm feeling, they deserve it. This season has been one giant kick in the nuts. Saquon leaving, McKinney being a stud, Julian Love being a stud in Seattle, Eli somehow, some way, not being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's kind of great. Is Tiki more of a Hall of Famer than he is? No, I'm kidding.
You're testing.
But Tiki, I don't know. Is Tiki in that conversation?
Absolutely not. All I'm going to say is that I'm just glad that this season from hell is over. I'm glad it's over.
It's never over, Stan. It's going to be the same thing next year. Are you kidding me?
And I think Amani Toomer said it better, because you saw Strahan waving the flag.
Oh my God. What was he doing?
Because here's the thing. And like,
you're right. You know, who cares anymore?
Like, who gives anymore? Yeah, like, who
you
gives
didn't
shit?
Play for pride. You guys blew, and the Jets were bad, but you guys were really bad.
We were really bad. Like, we were really, really terrible. My thing is, Amani Toomer said it best. Why should we wave pom poms for something for a product that doesn't deserve to have pom poms being waved? Like, that doesn't make sense.
No, you're right. I mean, but it doesn't. It's like booing at a Ranger game when they don't score in the power play for the sixth time in a row. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Like, we know they deserve it. We know what's going to happen.
We're doing shit. We know what's going to happen.
And now, like, no matter what they're going to bring, no matter who is going to be taking snaps at quarterback, do I pray it's going to be Rodgers. Matt Stafford? And we'll talk, my God, if it's Aaron Rodgers, I'll kill myself. But they deserve it. They wholeheartedly deserve it. They're getting hate from every single person in the organization that has played for the organization. And I think the last time that I felt like, yeah, I'm a Giant fan. Fuck yes. I'm proud to be a fan of this organization. I think the last time I felt that was when they beat Minnesota in 22.
I was going to say, I haven't felt that since 2009. But, let's pump the brakes here, buddy.
Tim, stop it.
What do you mean stop it? As a Jet fan? Are you joking?
All right. But
we're
ending
at year 15, buddy, of not making the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs that long. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, I've been alive for 21 years. It's been 14 of them. They haven't made the playoffs.
All right, fair.
Like seven?
Fair, fair. Oh, boy. Oh, the Rangers took a nice picture with each other. Was Jury a part of assembling this roster? Because JT Miller, Trocheck, Fox, and Kreider all took a picture with Drury.
I mean, he's involved in the USA development thing, whatever, so I'm sure he's just there. But
right. Anyway, it was Billy moving Garen, on.
I think Billy Garen's the GM.
Might have been. Moving on, sticking with the Super Bowl.
Last team that four-peated in North American sports, Dan, who was it? Yeah, I just wanted to get that in there.
You wanted to say, they will never be us. They will never be the Yankees. They will never be the Islanders. They will never be us.
You'll never have that four-peat. You'll never get it.
You'll never get that fucking three-peat as long as your life depends on it, Patty. But it does suck that Jalen Hurts is like, is he in like a top five conversation right now?
As
like,
a quarterback?
Yeah. Because if you think about it, accolade-wise... If you think about it accolade-wise, think about it. Josh Allen never beat Pat Mahomes. Lamar Jackson never beat Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean...
Joe Burrow hasn't beaten Pat Mahomes in three years.
I mean, yeah, but there's more factors to it. But he's always hovering around the top five. And I feel like after one, two, and three, it's kind of like... They're all kind of... four, maybe, but...
He joined... I mean, if you think about it, he beat Brady. I mean, he joins Brady. Him and Brady, only two that have beaten what has felt like an unstoppable force in the playoffs. And I'm also glad.
Nick's in the future.
I'm also glad that this is sort like we can go back to talking football again because I feel like
I'm just glad it's game's over, dude.
The analysis from this game really all it really was just people being like, "Yeah, the Eagles are good, but like Pat Mahomes in the playoffs, you can't really."
Yeah, I mean the game's over and done with now. But this is my least now favorite. This is my least favorite time, Stan. You know, I'm getting alerts all day about how fucked up the Jets are and all these terrible moves they're making. I'm getting tweets from players that are unhappy. I don't care. Like, that's what I'm looking at.
That's also insane. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. But nonetheless, let's talk about...
Devontae Adams wants to go to the West Coast if he gets cut, which pretty much means I'm asking to get cut so I can go to the West Coast.
Basically. Myles Garrett has requested a trade out of Cleveland. It's going to take a haul to get him, and it sucks to say this, but the perfect fit for him, which is so gross, leading up, because I can already see it.
The Commanders.
Yeah, the Washington Commanders have the best shot at getting Myles Garrett, if you ask me. $100 million in cap room. The defense needs much improvement. You don't really need to draft someone, especially now.
Yeah.
After the season that you've just had. So that's fun. Yay. Myles Garrett's probably going to be in my division. Yay.
Buddy, I got to deal with the Bills for my entire life now. Like, I mean, this is just going to be a constant. You know who's next? The Dolphins. I mean, and then it's the Jets' turn. I'll be 100 when it's the Jets' turn.
I don't think so either. The Packers can be a team, especially with how stacked the NFC North is. I can definitely, especially now, like Caleb Williams is Ben Johnson. The Lions, who knows, they might be due for regression now that Glenn and Johnson are gone. The Vikings, if they just get who knows who J.J. McCarthy could be. And the problem with the Packers was the defense. So maybe you get a guy like Myles Garrett can definitely bring some edge to that Packers team. It definitely could get them over that hump at beating divisional opponents.
Jordan Love needs to show up, though.
Only won one game against divisional opponents this past year. And it was the Bears, It was off of a blocked kick.
Classic Bears fashion.
Yes, it is. Cooper Kupp, he did not demand a trade. The Rams gave him the grace to let him know that they are looking for a trade partner. Giant?
Cardinals?
I'm kidding. Cooper Kupp will not be. This is the first domino to fall, I feel, for the Rams. It kind of felt like
Kupp
was being.
Is he a Cardinal?
I could definitely, they would not trade him in the division. I don't see it. I could definitely see the Steelers.
Well, maybe
get
someone,
him.
Yeah.
Get him that number two guy.
What's their quarterback situation going to be like? Who even knows what they're going to do?
That's true. The Patriots.
That's a good one,
I
too.
I could see. Well, of gives course, Drake May a weapon. The Denver Broncos. They
another
come to
one,
mind,
yeah.
too. Give Bo Nix another weapon. Now you get Sutton and Kupp. We'll see. He still has those elite qualities of a wide receiver, but it's,
Fuck, the Dodgers. It's like Kenley Jansen today, too.
No, the Angels got him.
Oh, it was the Angels? I thought it was the Dodgers. Kershaw's back.
Kershaw.
Oh, classic Angels move. Like I said, sign an old pitcher every time.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Hits every time. He still has those. Cooper Kupp still has those elite qualities of a wide receiver. It's just that the age is a massive, massive issue. Where
an injury. I mean, injury concerns too.
And injuries too.
He's been hurt very constantly.
Matthew Stafford weighing out his options as well.
Maybe they follow
Kelly
each other.
Stafford.
Cleveland.
Coming soon to the swamp.
Cleveland Brown.
AKA MetLife Stadium in giant blue. Can you imagine? This would, like, here's, and to the people that don't want.
Yeah, but if it disappoints,
want,
it's like, no, oh, no.
No, no. To the people that do not want Matthew Stafford on their team because of age, that man is 36 years old, went into Philly in the snow, and was like a 4th and 5 going into the end zone. Away from beating the Super Bowl champions.
Is he
in
top
the
five?
Snow?
Is he top
at
five?
36? He's top 10 at least. Come on, the shit that he's been doing. He has had
is he
no
better
O-line
than Justin
all
Herbert?
Year.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'll say it.
Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Matthew Stafford in think of that offense.
Who's
think
the Jets quarterback going to be? I mean, we're not even talking
about that. Ooh. Think of that offense real quick. Stafford, Tracy, Neighbors, Kupp, Robinson, Theo
Listen,
Johnson.
I know you want the Rams package, but let's pump the brakes a little bit here.
If Brian Daboll and Joe Shane want to keep their jobs, it's Stafford and Kupp all the way. Give up that first round pick. I don't care. Rams draft their quarterback of the future.
Well, let me ask you, what are the Jets going to do? It seems like Rodgers
so,
is insane.
Yes, it's been made known that Aaron Rodgers will not be welcomed back in a Jet uniform. That's number one. Number two, did you see the Russini report? Basically, ownership, not ownership, but the Jets basically said, like, if you come back, we can't have you be on Pat McAfee.
I mean, clearly. I mean, yeah, the antics were crazy. There was an anonymous coach who said it was a fucking dumpster fire in that locker room.
Yeah, it's a dumpster fire. I will say, I think it's a smart move by Glenn. Because it shows that, like, you know,
it's
no
your
one's
team now.
Safe.
Reset, but reset.
No one's
it's your own team.
Safe
yeah.
Reset.
Well,
it's
I mean,
your own team.
Keep Garrett Wilson Quentin for Christ's fucking sake, please.
Garrett Wilson stays. There's your plus. Garrett Wilson stays. That's number one. Quentin Williams crying on Twitter that your 41-year-old quarterback is gone. Like, you should have stayed in jail when you got out at LaGuardia for bringing that gun.
Well,
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well, I know. But who's going to be their quarterback? What are the options? Is it going to be Sam Darnold? I mean, that would suck.
Darnold, you could. I mean, you drafted Jordan Travis in the 3rd round when he was coming off of like a fucking
fifth round. And I'll tell you what, I like him. I like his upside, but I haven't heard any positive news about him coming back.
Yeah,
I heard the rehab process has not been good.
That leg is destroyed.
I know.
Do you draft a quarterback?
You got Alex Smith.
You draft a quarterback?
Ooh, I mean, who are you taking? The draft class sucks.
I know. You could
what,
trade
another
back
Geno?
For Dart.
I mean, the EJ Manuel Geno draft. That's what this is right now. You like, are we doing this again?
That's a good comparison, the EJ Manuel Geno draft.
And I wanted EJ.
I think you got to sign one. Like that's sort of where we're at. Like,
what are the options? Who wants to even be a Jet? Darnold? I mean, Darnold gets money, sure.
I'd throw money at Darnold. I don't think he'd want to come back, but I'd make a move at Darnold.
Boost
Absolutely.
Up the line. He was supposed to save
Boost
the franchise. Maybe get Geno if they cut him.
I don't think they're going to cut Geno, though. They signed him to all that money. They got to give it to him somehow. And they're sort of, like, on the rise now that, like, the Niners have sort of fallen off.
I think it's, like, a one-year... It might be a one-year regression for them. I don't
know. God knows what's happening to the Rams right now. Think about it. If you think about it, come on.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what the Jets do.
Think about it. Any other football news?
No, I'm more excited about DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland.
Oh, Kellen Moore. I mean, it seemed so obvious. Kellen Moore hired by the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
Seemed...
Whatever.
Seemed very obvious that was... Yeah.
I swiped up on my alert when I got that.
Good for him, though. I feel that could have been the Cowboys head coach. I feel like one of the winners of this was the New Orleans Saints.
Are you kidding me? The Cowboys just spent money?
Outside of the Eagles, I think the big winners of the Super Bowl were the New Orleans Saints. Come on, think about it.
Yeah.
Everyone was hyping up Spags the whole time.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about it. Think about it. Thank you, football. We'll see you in April. I know. We'll see you actually March. Free agency. Free agency slash.
Oh, great. Sign Le'Veon Bell again.
More ways to be disappointed. Yeah, really.
Pitchers and catchers, baby. Lindor just got down to Florida. Lindor got to Florida.
Oh, we'll talk baseball in a bit. I forgot to mention, Pete Alonso re-signed.
Hell yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Baseball right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Screw it. All right, Pete Alonso.
I'm so excited. Baseball, I'm so excited for baseball to come back.
I just can't wait to bet on Durfees. I'm not ready to see 22 in a Met jersey yet, but Woo-wee! I'm sort of...
I'm glad Alonso's back.
Yeah.
What was it, two-year, $58 million?
Yes. It just would have been weird to see him
you
in
didn't
a want uniform
to go anywhere
that was
else.
Not a Met jersey. Like,
Forrest,
that's sort of
Forrest
where I'm at with
up.
That.
Forrest fucked this up.
Another generational fumble by Scott Boris.
Masterclass by Scott Boris.
What the
he's
fuck
a moron.
Are we doing, man?
Moron.
He's a
but we got Pete Alonso. We got Pete Alonso back, and
yes.
The lineup it just went from really good to great because now we got that four power hitter. I mean, it's what you want to pitch to Soto to get to Alonso. Soto gets on Alonso with power. It's like holy shit, what are we doing?
We'll see. I'm just again, I'd see to believe it. Like that's sort of where I'm at with everything, and like with the Yankees, with the Yankees too. It's just like yeah, like a lot
Would
of.
Would you be mad if Clay Holmes is like an elite starter, like a Seth Lugo?
I'd be mad. Yes,
you'd be pissed.
Like I'd actually
because I'm pissed about Lugo. And I think the Mets organization is too. I think that's the stab they're taking out of Clay Holmes.
I feel with Holmes because he was originally a starter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the buzz around the MLB is a bunch of pitching experts think he is like the next guy to make a jump to starter. Like that's what they were gearing up for. Like he has all the intangibles to be a starting pitcher. So. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm not really.
Dude, he could be good, though. He could be good. And especially if you start him early, you go like four innings, let McGill come in, work another three. You're not even working the bullpen that much.
You could. But I don't know. Yankee side of things, they do bring back Tim Hill. Big. You needed a lefty reliever. I feel like he was one of our better high leverage relievers throughout the year. Good to get a guy like him back. You signed Tyler Matzek to a minor league deal. That is
something.
Get him in the lab. Get him in the lab. I like it. That guy, that dude was putting his nuts on the table in 2021, and then all of a sudden he had a 10 ERA last year. But I think if Matt Blake is able to fix Tyler Matzek, that would be pretty big. One other issue that I have with the Yankees right now, who the fuck is going to play third base? Who is it? Who is it?
Peraza.
It can't be Peraza. So help me God, if DJ LeMahieu start like
he's 50, man, he can't even move. And you know what? Everything Stan. All right, let's be honest here. Everything's gearing up for what I think 50 people have known so far is that this Nolan Arenado talk seemed to have fizzled out with a bunch of people. You still have that glaring hole at third base.
He's going to the Red Sox.
And you're not signing Bregman? So I don't even know what I don't know what your answer is.
Yeah, we're not honestly. What I think, and this is going to be
a
bold.
Guy you can call up.
No, we don't.
You need Brett Beatty. Give me a pitcher.
I'm praying. Here's my thing. I am praying that the Cubs get Alex Bregman. That leaves too much room for the infield because now you have Bregman, Swanson. They get rid of Nico Horner because they like this Matt Shaw. They like this Matt Shaw kid for whatever reason.
Well,
they like him.
I don't
trade for Nico Horner. You then you get him at third base. Jazz wasn't so bad at Jazz.
Maybe Jazz,
wasn't that
maybe
bad
Jazz ends up playing third again.
Also, speaking of, Brian Cashman basically said in a Yes Network interview that apparently when Brian Cashman traded for Jazz, the intention was for Jazz to play second base and Glaber to move to third.
Glaber didn't want to move. We knew this.
And we knew this. Everyone knew this. And then all of a sudden it turns into like, and all of a sudden Glaber's putting out like shady tweets. Like, oh, Cashman talks too
He's
much.
Not there anymore.
Like, dude.
Where is he? Kansas City?
He's not there anymore. Fuck. But also, I'm like, okay, a part of me is like, okay, well, you said I'm a second baseman. I'm not a third baseman. But then at the same time, I'm like, you're going into the second half of the year where we're like balls to the wall.
You're
we
not,
have to win this division.
Pause. You're not even a good second baseman. You're not even a good second baseman.
Yeah. But hang on. You were going into the. You were going into the second half of the season not having your best, like, defensive alignment. Because Jazz is better defensively at second than he is at third. And Kleber's not the best second base. I don't know. I really couldn't tell you.
You got to figure out this. I mean, Chase Headley available?
Jesus, that's a name. Oh, with baseball.
Yeah, wait, real quick. Mets get excited. I forgot to mention this. Jet Williams is going to be taking reps at center field this spring, and I heard
I love the way that kid plays.
So do I. Do not be surprised if he's starting at center field by the end of 2025.
Who would replace? Who would he probably replace?
Was it Siri?
Oh, Siri, yeah. Shit. Oh, yeah. Where do you put Marte now? Left?
I don't know. I think you hide Soto and left.
You know, there is a second baseman / shortstop / third baseman that's still available. It could really bring great vibes.
You're getting fucking
a Cunha. No. He's a free agent.
Who?
Come on. Oh, my God. Come
Jose Iglesias, he turned down a deal for the Mets. I mean, I don't know where. I don't think he's going to the Yankees, but we'll see.
Let's get Jose in the Bronx, man.
Maybe he's just done. Maybe he's just going to do music.
No, he can't be. He needs to be starting at second base on opening day. It can't happen. Has to happen. We need Jose in the Bronx.
You know who I expect to have a huge...
Can you imagine how great... although, I will say... keep going.
I'm just expecting to almost pick up the slack, not average-wise from what, you know, Iglesias got a base, like 400%. I mean, it's like 400 on base percentage. Ridiculous. But I think Jesse Winker is going to have a huge year, dude. I think if he's at DH the whole year, it could be a big one for him. Tony Bonds.
He's going to have this is something. Who is a team that didn't make the playoffs this year that you think is going to have like a big 2025? Because I have the answer.
Mariners.
And I'm like looking. Look at this. It looks like I like missed it, but I didn't. It just looks like that, man. Fuck.
But the Mariners.
The Mariners?
Yeah.
They got to get hitting.
No, I think they'll get it together. I think Julio's a bounce back year. I think that's kind of their big thing. He's a bounce back year. The team kind of bounces back.
Texas Rangers.
Low-key, the Red Sox, too.
Yeah, the Red Sox kind of scare me. I wouldn't say scare me, but their
lineup was good last year, and they got better pitching, so they only got better.
They got better, yeah, I'll say that. I think it's going to be the Texas Rangers, though. Injuries plagued them. I think that the pitching's better. You get DeGrom back.
For how long? I mean, that's...
People forget.
Best pitcher in the league, he's healthy.
People forget about...
He was Paul Skeens before Paul Skeens. I mean, he's better than Paul Skeens. Yeah, I mean, dude, he had a 1.08 ERA batting like 285 with like 17 RBIs in a month stretch as a pitcher.
Come on.
This guy was Shohei before
Dude, he was like... Remember that like one... What, like 1 month where he was just like your only source of offense?
Stan, like we won games 1-0 because he was driving runners in from third base. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was doing everything. He was going 8 innings, like 16 strikeouts. He had an RBI batting like .333. He's 1-for-3 at the plate. They pull him in like the 8th of the 7th. It's unbelievable. He was unbelievable.
Also, the Rangers Rangers did make a big acquisition by getting Jake Berger. I feel like that is a very underrated pickup. People aren't really talking about that. People aren't talking about that trade that much. And I think that people
should start talking
about
it.
Need to start being advised.
Give me your dark horse. Let's take a look.
Texas Rangers.
No. I'm talking didn't miss the playoffs last year, like had a bad year. And like they're going to be around, like fighting for a spot.
I feel like the clear answer.
The Nationals?
No. They could be.
Yeah.
They could be a sleeper team.
Pirates, maybe?
No.
The Reds have it?
Bob Nutting deserves.
Here's my thing with the old man. I was talking to my buddy Holden on the phone the other day about this. They don't need a salary cap ceiling. They need a cap floor. You need teams to at least be engaged because there's a floor.
They also need a moratorium.
Yeah.
What the NBA does, and we just get fucking free agency frenzy.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's like, okay, offseason over, everyone negotiate now.
I know.
Like,
I mean, look at the NHL. The NHL free agent frenzy is nuts.
And also, everyone's represented by the same fucking guy.
That's the real problem, all right? But also, it's got to go through the players' union. I mean, I think people would take a floor. I don't think they want a ceiling, but...
Whatever. This is... Okay, yeah. This is the Rangers' projected lineup. Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Wyatt Langford,
Jock Peterson. He's going to have a huge year. Langford, love
the way he plays. Jock Peterson, Adolis Garcia, Josh Young, Evan Carter, Jake Berger, Jonah Heim. You have a bench of Kyle Higashioka, Ezekiel Duran.
Evan Carter's a stud, too, by the way.
Evan Carter is a pretty damn good player. Here's your projected rotation. Nathan Eovaldi. It's on the bit of the old side.
I still like Eovaldi, dude. No. I don't know. Eovaldi's like one of those. He's a gamer.
Eovaldi's 35. DeGrom's 36. He's going to be 37 once the season starts.
He hasn't pitched in 2 years, dude. That arm's 18.
Yes, that's true.
That arm's 18. That slider's going to be coming at 99 now.
John Gray, Tyler Molly, and Cody Bradford. Bullpen's all right. They signed Chris Martin. They also signed Sean Armstrong from the Cubs. They signed Jesse Chavez. It was a non-roster invite.
He's like 40, still, 45, I don't know, 50?
He's 40. He's 41.
Guy's a gamer.
Yeah.
Only good with the Braves. Only good with the Braves. You check his stats. It's crazy. He's horrible.
True, yes.
Every team, he's not the Braves.
I mean, the pitching's a little bit spotty, but that lineup, man. Like, how can you not fear that lineup? I think they win the division. I'm not kidding.
Well, we'll see.
I think they win the division. All right. Let's go to the NBA. Trade deadline wrapped up. Let's just talk about the big one. Luka Doncic, Los Angeles Laker. Can you still? I still can't believe that this is real.
Well, I think the funny thing now is Anthony Davis is out for pretty much the whole season. So
so they're fucked. The Mavs are fucked
but
already.
But you know what? I will say, Stan.
Like, here's the thing. No. Players this good never ask to be traded.
I know, but
especially when you're 25 years old and you're coming off of an NBA Finals appearance.
I know, Stan. Hear me out for a second, though. Hear me out. Let's all take a step back and
stop saying this deal worked out better for the Mavs.
I'm not, but let's stop acting like Anthony Davis is a bag of peanuts, bro. He's averaging like 26-12 and is up for DPOI votes.
I know.
You're thinking long term. I'm thinking right now.
No, because my thing is, Nico Harrison saying conditioning was an issue. All this stuff. He was 270 pounds. He has poor conditioning. Look at who you fucking traded for.
I know. Talk
about poor conditioning.
I know. I know. But the rumor I'm hearing around, which is you're going to call me biased, whatever the hell you want, but there's speculation that they wanted to build something like Cleveland's Twin Towers down low. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Again, wanting to be better defensive, because here's the thing. The 30 minutes that Anthony Davis played for the Mavericks was outstanding.
And unbelievable. Like, okay, dude, it looked like he was the best team in the West.
The Washington Davis Gafford, like, three-headed monster, like that, it's good.
It's crazy.
It's good.
And they're going to make the playoffs when he's healthy, dude, and then playoff time comes around. Like, they're going to be something. I'm telling you.
I don't know. Like, I get, like, if you're going to win now, like, Anthony Davis is the best realistic acquisition. But I don't know. Like, I just can't believe that Nico Harrison woke up last Saturday or two Saturdays ago and was like, we're going to trade Luka Doncic. We're going to trade our 25-year-old face of the franchise and just not tell. Like, here's the thing. If people are assuming that Shams got hacked, that's how unfathomable the trade is. And I'll be honest, this is.
Is it this crazier is more, than Arson Judge?
It's crazier than Wayne Gretzky did the Kings.
Well, yeah, I know. And I agree. Well, just because the Oilers were going bankrupt and they needed money, I get it. Like, but also, when Gretzky got traded from Canada, dude, the Canadian government tried to step in and stop that trade from happening, so he would have to stay in Canada. So.
But like, I don't know.
That's the great one, Stan. Come on.
you're right.
Luka.
Bottom line here, a gamble of this magnitude
is crazy.
That Nico Harrison is making
is crazy.
Is fucking insane.
But that shows you how much that the OKC Thunder are feared in the Western Conference.
But this could be a fucking. But like, here's the. It's not even like the Lakers like asked for him, and they just like Nico Harrison was shockingly like, okay. Nico Harrison called up Rob Pelinka and was like, "Hello, Do you want Luka Doncic?
There's clearly some issues. I mean, he didn't like him, obviously. There's clearly some issues involved. Like, he didn't like the guy. There was not a good relationship. He moved on. Anthony Davis, in my eyes, you're going to keep getting mad at me, but if you're just going off this season, he's been crazy fucking good.
Yes, he's good, but there's such a short window compared to the window that the Lakers have
now. That's why it's so stupid, but he's literally, did you not hear his press conference? He's like, long term for me is the next 3-4 years, so I don't know. Like, that's what he's thinking.
How haven't you killed yourself if you are a Dallas Mavericks fan? How haven't you killed yourself yet?
But you know what? Here's my thing, too, is when LeBron retires, Luke is in a horrible situation.
But you get to build around him.
With what, though? They gave up everything. I mean, they have, like, no assets anymore.
I know. What do you mean they have no assets anymore?
What do they have still left over? I mean, they
gave up the first round pick, and they gave up, and basically the picks that they're getting from the rescinded Mark Williams Dalton Connect trade, they're getting back.
Oh, I forgot they're getting those picks back.
They're getting them back, so it's not like, dude, they're set up.
They have 3 draft picks in the next 5 years, 1 second round and 3 first round picks.
You have 3 first round picks, though. That's kind of.
And one of them, I don't know. They have the right to swap picks, which they might even have a worse pick. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, future-wise, they don't have a lot of I know, Pete, it's L.A. It's a good market. People are going to sign there, but I'm just saying.
It's L.A. People are going to sign there. And the way that people talk about J.J. Redick as a coach right now, like, it feels like you're getting, like, a future. It feels like
Why
we're getting Pat Riley.
Why is Dalton getting time off, though? I don't understand. A process, the whole. Who gives a fuck? Or a rookie.
I don't.
We'll play basketball.
Really. All right. That's it for that. I mean, Luka did make his debut last night. He only had 14 points. He was on a minute restriction.
Okay,
but he looked pretty good. But again, it was against the Utah Jazz, but whatever.
Utah.
Next big trade. This was a 3-team trade. De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox goes to the Spurs. Zach LaVine, 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks go to the Kings. Bulls get some bench depth, and they get their 2025 first-round pick back. Let's just start with the Bulls. Good. Lose. Keep on losing.
Finally.
Stop. Jerry Reinsdorf. Keep on losing.
Finally giving
this
it up.
They're giving it up. I'm so tired of seeing. I'm so tired of seeing this team, like, be a 10 seed every year, and then Jerry Reinsdorf.
They're waiting
be like,
for Lonzo.
All right, stop. And they just extended him, so good for him. But. I mean, so the Bulls get their own first-round pick back, but it had already been top 10 protected, so they wouldn't be in any danger of losing it. They wouldn't be in any danger of losing it if they tank right. So if you think about it, full circle, they got 0 first-round picks for DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Alex Caruso.
They gave it a shot, dude. Didn't work out.
I mean, like, it's a bad return for a guy that's having, like, a bounce back year, but, like, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, I guess.
Just rebuild.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Just rebuild.
From the Kings, they didn't get much worse, but they're going to remain competitive. I think it fits the goals of the franchise after they fired Mike Brown. It seemed like they were very motivated to move De'Aaron Fox. The first round picks aren't as high quality as I thought that they'd be. Besides the 2031 Timberwolves that I don't think that the Spurs really needed. This was the one that got traded. This is how they...
That kid's balling in middle school right now, dude.
Yeah. This was how Rob Dillingham ended up on the Timberwolves. Charlotte's won't convey. I believe they got a... Yes, they got a top 10 protected Charlotte Hornets first round pick, but it's not going to convey because the Hornets are that bad. They're going to be a lottery team. I will say... The LaVine-Sabonis duo will be a tough cover. Like, I feel like that's going to be... And also, we'll talk about the Kings. They also got Jonas Valanciunas. So that Lithuanian big man duo is...
Yeah, but it's so... Like, the Western Conference is so top-loaded. I mean, this is just middle-of-the-pack moves. They don't...
But they're ahead. They're ahead. They're ahead.
Sure.
They're in that playing spot. They're ahead. And then the granddaddy of them all, De'Aaron Fox, goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
They get a lot better.
They get a lot better. And they also kept their young core and... Also, they also kept most of their draft picks while landing a top 5 point guard in the league. We could call it that, I'd say. Yes, 27 years old. They still have...
Who's a point guard?
they still have plenty. I mean, I wouldn't say that this roster is complete, per se.
For the The Spurs? Not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
Not even close.
But they're moving in the right direction.
But just Fox going downhill with Victor Wembanyama is just going to be fucking ridiculous.
All they need to draft is 1 3-and-D wing and just 2 defensive guys who can rebound. And like a good defensive shooting guard. Like Josh Hart, there you go.
That's kind of it's a beautiful blend. I wouldn't want to run into the Spurs in a 7-game series. I'd probably shit my pants.
Wemby's a tough cover.
Yep, tough cover. Next trade. Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first-round pick.
Forced as shit.
Yeah, this felt forced, but I mean, Steph gets the help that he needed. And this accomplishes that without damaging the future.
This accomplishes nothing, dude. I mean, this is just limp. They're not going to be any better. They're not going to win
Steph
anything.
Steph a final shot to go for it.
They're
Come
not winning
on.
Anything. Stop it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Jimmy and Draymond shooting together is
they're going to start punching while someone's taking a free throw. I mean,
but here's the thing. If they make the playoffs, you're getting like a top 10 player in the world with the way that people clamor over playoff Jimmy. So
yeah, like
come on.
5 years ago. I mean, let's pump the brakes, dude. The bubble
was finals
a while
2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. See, a lot of things change. All right.
Stop it.
That was like Gilbert Arenas' whole career.
I mean, we'll see, but I like it. He's made a positive impact so far. The Warriors struggled to get guys to the line. Jimmy Butler's like attempted like 30 free throws in his 2 games. So
whatever.
Maybe Jimmy, he's got his joy back. They also extended him, by the way. 2 years, I think like $100-something million, something like that.
Good luck, Golden State.
Yeah, good luck with that. Next trade. This ended up being an extension as well. Brandon Ingram goes to the Toronto Raptors for Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, a first and a second round pick. Originally, this was a low cost move. I was sort of confused as to why the Raptors made that trade. I was shocked as to why RJ Barrett was not on the move as well.
A team of scorers over there.
There's no like 1A type guy. You know what I mean?
They're just going to be a bunch of Bs. It's like it's like an MLB rotation with a bunch of threes, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're guys. Like that's fine. That'll get you through.
Yeah. So anyway, so just today, I think it broke like 4 hours ago. Yeah. Brandon Ingram and the Raptors agreed to a 3-year, $120 million extension, including a player option in 2027-2028. I feel like not maxing him out was a good move. Definitely due to injury. So now you have a potential lineup of Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, Brandon Ingram, Scotty Barnes, Jakob Poeltl. I just don't like this. There's just something about it where I'm just like,
I mean, they're not, they weren't good before. They're okay now. I don't think they're making, they're the new Bulls. They have it like that.
I don't know. They get a shot creator and offense surrounding Scotty Barnes, but like,
they get Trae Young, this team could score 100 points a game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
they're going the Pacers mentality, dude.
Yeah. Someone's bound to get hurt. A next trade. Kyle Kuzma goes to the Milwaukee Bucks for Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, and a pick swap. What the fuck? What?
Mid for mid.
What? But no, here's my thing. My thing with this is, at first I was like disgusted by this trade. And I mean, Milwaukee didn't really do, this was just like their move at the deadline. And they get Jericho Sims in the process, part of that, or some other. I think
they
got Jericho
to work
Sims
with.
Part
I mean,
of this
trade. They traded all their depth with the game.
So here it is. It's just a bad look. They're under the second apron, but giving up AJ Johnson, who has a lot of potential. Like, they drafted this kid in the first round, and they were like, every draft analyst was like, this is just a pick based on pure potential.
Yeah,
if they can find something in him,
you know
they
what,
can
Stan,
find it.
Stan, this window is closing for this team. I mean, it's not, like, Dame's not getting any younger.
I know.
And they got to push for it, because they made a lot. I mean, they moved a lot to get Dame. This has to work. If they want, like, if they want this to be successful, it has to work.
Giving up Middleton, a guy who that has a lot of potential in AJ Johnson, this year's first round pick, for a guy that's a career 33% three-point shooter, come on. And I understand that Wizards Kuzma is different from the Kuzma on the Lakers, but I guess Milwaukee is just like praying that we get the Laker version of Kyle Kuzma. But I can't get over how bad this is. I'm sorry. I can't.
They're just, I know, but they're in win now mode. Like, they don't really have a choice. I mean, they don't make a move, and what? Then Giannis gets unhappy and he wants out? Because obviously no one cares anymore.
Yeah, I really don't understand. Next trade, Tim, this one's for you.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
DeAndre Hunter goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Caris LeVert, George Niang, 3 seconds and 2 pick swaps.
They're loaded.
This is a good move.
Yeah,
this is a good
move.
This is a good bench move. He's having a career year, averaging 19 points a game.
I mean, if Dean Wade comes back, yeah, put Dean Wade at the three, but why would you not start DeAndre Hunter? The defense is insane when he's on the floor.
Yeah. 19 points a game, 62% true shooting percentage. His size, his shooting, just gives a great fit
shooting
around Mitchell and Garland. Yep. That's actually a very good comparison. It's better shooting Isaac Okoro.
And you have Okoro off the bench now when you want to lock up Tatum. So there you go.
That is true. That is.
Does this make you a little more nervous about Cleveland, dude? They're deep now.
They're good. No, they're deep. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. The Knicks, I'm kind of just like, whatever.
I threw him at 15 off the bench the other night. You know what I mean?
The Knicks, I'm kind of just like, whatever. Because, we're 3 seed in the East right now, which is great.
You don't care about playoff time.
No, it's not that. It's just that, every time we play, a step up the competition.
Oh, you get smoked?
Get smoked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mean you don't care as a fan until playoff time. I just mean
I care. I care as a fucking
fan.
I know.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean, you're just like, all right, this team's just going to get there anyway. It doesn't matter.
They're just going to get there. My expectations are low for them just because,
I don't know, dude. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns, they can click together in the playoffs.
They can click, but
it's the same problem over and over again. You can't run the same five guys 48 minutes a night, Stan.
No, I can't ignore. No, we have a solid 9-man rotation now.
Well, Mitchell, yeah.
And Mitchell Robinson's going to come back hopefully by the beginning of March.
It was supposed to be December, dude.
It was supposed to be December. It's fucking absurd. February 11th. We're talking about March. But I don't know. I just can't get over how bad we play against other competition.
What do we play you again?
Soon, I think. I mean, I know the All-Star breaks this weekend, so we're not getting... Yeah, we're not getting much sports coming up.
February 21st. In 10 days.
Let's see. We play... Jesus Christ, how many times are we going to play the fucking Hawks, man? February 21st.
They could beat playoff teams, bro.
February 21st. Knicks, Cleveland, Friday night, prime time. Yeah, in Cleveland. That's... Yay. Fun. Yay. Can't wait. I just can't. I can't. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm just sort of
very mad. Jalen Brunson, aura starting to wear off a little bit for you?
No, it's not that. I mean, his playmaking is just much better. It's just every time we just play a good team, we just fucking roll over. I don't understand it.
The new head coach?
I don't think so. I don't think it's that.
Switch the culture up, man. Bring in
who knows?
Who's available?
Anything can happen in this league, so who knows? Knicks take on the Pacers tonight.
That'll be a good game.
On national television as well. OG Anunoby, game time decision. So we'll see. I'm moving on to hockey. This is our first episode since the JT Miller trade. The New York Rangers get JT Miller and two other defensemen that I'm blanking on their names right now, although they haven't really... I don't think they've even touched.
I don't think it was
For Filipino Victor Mancini and a 2025 first round pick. I believe that the protection on that pick is for what do you call it? If they make the playoffs,
I'm sure. I have no idea.
I would assume it is. This felt inevitable.
We
were finally
talking
happened.
About it for 2 weeks.
I feel like that's been the move for the past month.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what, Stan?
The first two games, I was like, yeah.
Stan, you know what we have now? We have time off, all right? We don't even, because the Isles need a break, the Rangers need a break, everyone needs a break, then we come back, then we assess after this.
He's had a positive impact.
He's playing in four nations.
He's playing in four nations. I can't get over that fucking Penguins loss, man. I can't.
Shot in the third, did they?
They didn't have Crosby or Malkin and did not record a shot on goal in the third period. And they still won.
Dude, the Isles beat Vegas with 14 shots on goal. That was the lowest amount of shots on goal Vegas has ever let up in a recorded loss.
Yeah, and just to make matters even worse, the first round pick that we gave up to Vancouver went to Pittsburgh.
The Pedersen deal.
The Pedersen deal. That was fun. This one was interesting. I saw this on Twitter. Chris Drury and the New York Rangers were hellbent on not moving Boston College defenseman and Provo, New York native Drew Fortescue, which sort of leads me to believe that he might be getting some looks in the future.
Well, yeah, he's at BC right now. He's going to have to play in Hartford, I imagine. So let's not go crazy.
I can imagine. And they love EJ Emery, too.
Yeah, well, BC did just lose the Beanpot last night. Shout out Cole Iserman, sick goal for BO.
Yes, I saw that. That was disgusting.
Isles prospect.
Miller brings, like, the physical presence that the team needed.
Yeah, he's sandpaper. He's got great. I mean,
there's still so much to be done.
Again, Stan,
if they want to field the competitive team,
we just
got to
wait for this Four Nations. We're off. Four Nations. Let's talk Four Nations.
Let's talk Four Nations right now. I don't understand. Oh, there's freaking.
Dude, I saw the USA power play today. Did you hear what it was?
I did not hear what it was. Do tell.
I believe this was PP1. I could be wrong, but I believe this is PP1. So, Fox up top. With Jack Eichel, you have Austin Matthews, Hughes, and Matthew Tkachuk. Holy.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Bennington
gets the nod for Canada for game one.
That shit stank, don't it?
Yeah, they don't have much options.
I get it. Canada has MacKinnon. They have McDavid. They have Makar. But I'm telling you right now, the United States of America.
It's our time.
The USA.
It's our time.
We have the best goalie, one of the best goalies in the fucking world.
UML
right
native.
In Connor Hellebuck.
Shout out Lowell.
The best goalie in the world. We get a Boston native in Jack Eichel, who, remind me, Tim, has more Stanley Cups than the so-called king.
The one that, the second overall pick's got one more cup than the one who went one.
This your king? This your king, Canada? This your king? Red, white, and blue, motherfucker.
It's going to be a fun tournament.
Here comes the United States of America.
It's going to be a fun tournament.
We're back, baby.
I'll run through that.
Also,
I think the lines came out, actually. Well, not officially. But
We have the best top six in the fucking tournament. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, you want to hear the lines for USA? This is how they were broken down?
Yes.
All right, let me see. Perfect. USA lines. Kyle Connor, Jack Eichel / Austin Matthews, and they have... Oh, no, you know what? I'm sorry. It's Kyle Connor, Eichel, Matthew Tkachuk, Gensel, Matthews, Hughes,
yes.
Brady Tkachuk, JT Miller, Boldy, Brock Nelson, Vinny Trocheck, Larkin, and Kreider were rotating.
Yeah, they rotate.
This is
an
unbelievable forward group. Unfucking believable, dude. They have everything top to bottom.
Look at that.
Well, I'm getting there, Stan.
Well, here's the thing. We don't have Quinn Hughes.
Don't even need
because
him.
Because I'm just going to say this right now. Dude, what a horrible look to not have your captain play for the US of A.
Oh, 100%.
That's a horrible look. Holding him hostage like that,
horrible.
Disgusting. But anyway, Jacob Slavin, Adam Fox, Zach Werenski, Charlie McAvoy, Noah Hanifin, Brock Faber.
Sanderson at the end. This team is
deep, baby.
Baby, deep.
This is a deep team. This is a very deep team. We can look at the... Where are the other? Team Canada at Four Nations practice. They had Sam Reinhart, Connor McDavid, Mitch Marner, Mark Stone, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, Seth Jarvis, Braden Point, Brad Marchand, Brandon Hagel. I keep on forgetting his...
Sir Anthony Cirelli. Anthony Cirelli.
Thank you. I knew it was Anthony. Thank you. Anthony Cirelli, Sam Bennett, Devin Taves, Cale Makar, Shea Theodore, Drew Doughty, Josh Morrissey, and I'm blanking on his first name, Parikau.
Colton Parayko.
Thank you, Parayko. Sanheim rotates. It's going to be Jordan Binnington taking the first game against the Swedes.
The finish line.
I saw Mika Zibanejad was on the first line Sweden.
I think it got moved, actually, but I could be wrong.
Good.
He still could be there.
See, my house needs a DJ for their party. Our party coming up, and I think he's a pretty good DJ.
All right, this is what I heard the lines projected for Team Sweden. So it's Philip Forsberg, Elias Patterson, Adrian Kempe, Rickard Rakell, Mika Zibanejad getting second-line minutes, Dan. Are you going to be excited to watch that?
I mean, I already watched him get second line minutes with the Rangers, and I want to shoot myself.
He's with Willie Nylander, so it's not too bad. Willie Nylander. Jesper Bratt, Joel Eriksson-Ek, Lucas Raymond, Victor Arvidsson, Elias Lindholm, and Gustav Nyquist to round out the 12 forwards. The 6D that they projected to start, Victor Hedman, Jonas Brodin. That's just two horses. Dahlin, Rasmus Anderson, Matthias Ekholm, Erik Karlsson, and the projected starter, I believe, is Filip Gustavsson, but it could be Linus Ullmark. We'll see. I think they're going to figure that one out.
Okay, so right now, best bet for tomorrow, because it's big. This is pretty big. Canada, they are plus one on the puck line, minus 1.5. Totals at 5.5. What are we thinking? This is a little early to decide.
People don't like Canada's goaltending, and like I don't know.
Am I crazy to say Sweden wins this game?
You're not. They're deep, and you got to think, like, it's different with these European countries. They're smaller. Like, a lot of these guys grew up together. They played with each other growing up. Like, they're tighter knit. I don't know. They're gritty. A lot of these teams are gritty. I think USA did a great job of getting both skill and grit. Because you look at the bottom six for the USA. I mean, Boldy is a fucking horse. JT Miller is just sandpaper. Brady Tkachuk nails. That line right there could be a fourth line in the NHL just bashing alone. But they put pucks in the net, so it's like, Jesus Christ.
Like, do we have an anytime goal scorer for tomorrow? What do we think?
You have to take Zibanejad, dude.
Should I? Where even is he? Plus 500. Score a goal. If that happens, I'll shoot myself. Like, that's sort of where I'm at with that. We're winning this whole thing.
Yeah, it's not a question.
I'm feeling the pride of my country.
Yeah, I mean, the Finns really took a hit losing
they did.
Miro Heiskanen. I mean, their defense looks nasty.
That's a big hit. College basketball. Duke got a rough loss against Clemson. Just a
little wake-up call.
I know what I wanted to talk about. St. John's basketball. Dude,
they're insane right now. They're on a heater.
This is honestly, like, in my 22 years of living, this is the greatest St. John's basketball team I think I've ever seen in my life.
Is Rutgers versus St. John's coming back?
What's scary? Rutgers sucks. What's scary about St. John's is that they can win games in multiple ways.
Their defense is nuts.
Their defense, like, last year, it was like the offense is great, but the defense sucks. This year, Rick!
Clicking together,
baby. The defense is incredible! They're a top five defense in the country!
Iona, what were you thinking, Iona?
I mean, come on. But
they had a team, though. That one year.
The Big East runs through Rick Pitino and St. John's. Not UConn. Not Creighton. Not Villanova. St. John's runs the Big East. Kadari Richmond is a fucking Hooper. RJ Lewis, did you see that play against UConn on Friday?
Which one?
Like the misdirection screen, like an inbound play to ice the game. Lewis kind of like ran through a screen, and then it looked like he was just going to flare out to the corner, and he fucking ran back and shot a mid-range jumper to go up four. This team is special.
I think we drew that same play up in Dominican Bowl.
Yes, we did. In JCC.
Yeah, Dominican Bowl? Yeah,
Dominican Bowl.
I think you were in the post for that one. We were running the offense.
We got the Brian Lotto triangle offense.
You loved it, man. You were averaging like 20 and 10.
It was awesome. It was great. We got to run back that men's league team. I gotta.
Oh, the hockey one.
The basketball one that I won.
Trust me. Yeah, no, the hockey one probably starting up again. We're getting heads again for this year, so don't worry. Okay. You might have a head coaching job again.
But here's the thing: for basketball, I'm bringing my luggage, and it's Louis.
Let me be a ninth man, dude. Just let me be a rotational piece.
Go for it.
Let me be a rotational piece. I'll be like JT Thor in the Cavs. You know, I get called up in a two-way.
I had people committed to do the men's league team, and it just, like, never happened because I didn't know, like, who, I just didn't know, like, where to, like, you know, upload or not even upload, sign up for a men's league team. And then the only reason why I coached this team was because of, I just got a call one morning, just like Wednesday night show up. I'm like, I already know what I'm doing here. I already know what I'm here for. Yeah. But I had people, we're going to bring back last year's team, championship winning team, and we're gonna bring it. I'm gonna bring in my luggage, and it's gonna be Louie. It's gonna be great.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm like Bronny off the bench, bro. I'm good for a three.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you'll be our. You're like the white safety on Colorado.
Just send me out there, man. I'm a blanket. Just, yeah. I'm a blanket. I'll get you like 2-7, bro, with like a good five minutes of defense, and then I'm gonna need to check out. I'm definitely need a breakout.
Fair. Yeah, but anyway, St. John's looks really fucking good, man, and I would not be shocked. Like, honestly, they're a popular Final Four pick.
That's a little crazy. I guess not early anymore, but yeah, we'll see.
They're going to be a very popular Final Four pick.
We'll see.
I can't wait. And also, they kind of do get screwed now because they're good. Because back then, because you know how the Big East tournament is at the Garden?
Yeah.
The games that they would play, like, the committee would consider them as home games. So that would, like, help boost their resume. Yeah, not anymore. Now the Big East tournament is going to be deemed as a neutral site now that they're good and probably going to make the tournament.
Seems like it.
Barring something catastrophic, but...
Well, all right, let's not pray for a plane crash or anything here, Stan. Come on.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah, but what a time to be alive. College basketball's in a great spot right now. And, like, the projected top 10 picks this year all coming from college. We love it.
Oregon gave Michigan State a game, so I was okay with that.
Oregon beat Michigan State?
No, they gave them a game. They didn't win.
Oh, yeah. Well, I took Michigan State to cover, and I was like, at halftime, I was like, this is a disaster.
Oregon's winning was unbelievable.
And then I checked my phone. I was like, holy fuck. Like, they actually, the spread was like 8.5.
Dude, Oregon came in a second. Was like, it was so loud, and then they couldn't even get a shot off, but whatever.
Breslin Center is a tough place to play. Oh, yeah. Shout out to John Shire for not beating up. I'm over exaggerating there. But for giving that Clemson kid a taste of his own medicine, he fucking rocked the shit. It was awesome. Well deserved. Well deserved for John Shire, despite the loss. But hey, I'm not worried. Auburn lost too. They lost to Florida on their home. I'm not worried. I'm glad we got the loss out of the way now.
It's done.
That way, the burden of like going undefeated in conference play, even though the ACC is fucking terrible,
you don't got to worry about it anymore.
I'm fine with it. Bounce back against Cal tomorrow. We're good.
You're good.
Bounce back against Cal. Then we beat all the West Coast schools. We got to beat Cal on Wednesday. Got to beat Stanford on Saturday.
Most of them blow, so it really should be a problem.
And then, Tim, like a week from or coming up next week, they're going to be at the Garden. I'm going. I'll be there.
Big game.
They're taking on Illinois, which is rare. Because this is a non-conference game in the middle of February.
That seems pretty random.
I don't think Duke, well, because John knew how bad the ACC was going to be. He was like, all right, you know what? Let's play like high-level non-conference competitions to get ready for the tournament.
Seems like a super random game to have an FSG, but...
I know. Well, I mean, this is our first non-conference game in like the middle of conference play since St. John's. Yeah, we had like a home and home. It was weird how the schedule lined up.
Dude, it sounds like there's a car chase going on outside my window.
Shit, really?
Yeah, it looks like the Bronx, dude. It's cool.
Oh, nice.
It's cool.
Nice. That's a comparison. I was gonna say, this is our first like non-conference. We had like a home and home with St. John's, and I don't know. It was weird. I don't know why we were playing Big East team in the middle of February in Cameron, but whatever.
Weird schedule.
That St. John's game at MSG was that was an experience, because that was when I've never been. I was 14 and I was like harassed at Penn Station by St. John's students.
Well, dude, it was like it's getting you ready for life.
You're gonna learn about the world someday, and I learned about the world that day.
I'm pretty sure you learned about the world during that, DeSean Jackson kick punt return. But
oh yeah, that was the start. Speaking of the Eagles, like it was the day before the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, so it's just like a bunch of fucking Eagles fans that were also St. John's fans from South Jersey that are like,
it's not a good day.
It was not a good weekend for me. That was not a good weekend for me. Did not happen. All right. Moving on to what I saw. Tim, go at it.
I had golf practice yesterday. Got in the indoor sim. Back's feeling all tight. Swing's feeling okay, but we're working some things out, Stan. Sim said I drove the ball 302 one time. That can't really be true. Yes. I don't swing that hard, but I mean, I do swing really hard. I just don't hit that far, but you know, whatever.
You just don't hit that far. Fair.
We'll be good.
My what I saw is, oh my god, why does Brock Nelson look like that?
Yeah, stop it. I saw that post. Look at all the comments. Look at the comments. Look at the comments.
Is this on Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram. Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter.
Instagram one's crazy.
What is the official Islanders posted it?
No, I think it's the NHL.
Yeah, why does he look like that?
Just a bad angle.
The official NHL page posted this. Oh yeah, here we go. Nelson looks like he's the coach. Is Brock Nelson 100? Does he even have equipment on?
Brock Nelson, the science guy. He does look like Bill Nye. He looks a...
Why does Nelson look like the second coming of Abe Lincoln?
Jeez, okay.
Dude, he's just, he's not like a, he's a lengthy guy. He's like 6'3". He's a big dude. So, I mean, he's just.
What I saw was the Duolingo mascot.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Dead. I don't know how that started.
Did two planes collide on the runway in Scottsdale yesterday, too?
Yeah. What's going on with planes right now?
I don't know, dude. I saw that yesterday at golf practice. I was so confused.
I don't understand the world
one
right now.
One dead is a jet owned by Motley Crue singer Vince Neil slams into another plane at the Scottsdale Airport. What? This story keeps getting crazier.
LeBron posted with Luka. 15-77. Oh, this is him, Reeves, and LeBron on the court. It said 15-77. Cold as fuck. Lucky me. King emoji.
Does that go, James?
Let's go right there. Let's go.
Let's go, James.
Let's go, James, right there. I also saw Big Justice and AJ at the Super Bowl, and they took a picture. They took a picture with Dan Marino, and Dan Marino looks like he has no fucking idea what's happening.
Like, I wouldn't have an idea either.
Look at him. You can't really see his face. I'm sending it to you. Look at his face. He looks like. He looks frightening. It, like, he's scared of them. He's scared. It looks like he does not know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he looks like he doesn't even know where he is.
But yeah, I don't really understand that. Oh, they also met Gary Vee, too. I met him at the MetLife Stadium parking lot.
Gary Vee.
That was an experience. Do you ever seen that video, Gary Vee, where he was like, you know, if you want to feel sadness, just go into the shower. Just close your eyes. Now imagine every member of your family is fucking dead.
I haven't.
Murdered.
I will say, a really funny Gary Vee video I saw. I was in AP Environmental Science, and before he got like super famous or whatever for all the money, he was like a wine expert or something, I guess. I don't know. And he was always like,
okay.
And when I go to a vineyard, I eat the dirt and taste the dirt to give me an earthy feel of what the grape is going to taste like. I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I was like, what are you talking about? You're just eating dirt.
Oh, yeah. It was like, make sure you remember. It was like, envision your entire family just got shot.
He's just, I don't know. We'll leave it on that. And that'll wrap.
Yeah, anyway, that's going to wrap it up. These are the mini dog days. Because I feel like once we get after the Super Bowl, it's like we're on the fast track
after
to March.
Nations, we're finishing up to March and right, NHL playoffs coming.
We have the Four Nations. Four Nations.
It's break time. Yeah, it's break time.
I don't think any of our teams will be in the NHL playoffs, but NBA is definite.
Fingers crossed, Dan.
I can't. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to like this video on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube. Be sure to leave a comment on our YouTube. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
Stars.
5 stars only. We will see you guys next week for who knows what. Because Four Nations recap.
And dunk contest recap. Dunk contest recap. I'm not watching that. Sorry.
No, I'm not watching that either. All right. Peace out, guys.